the Bear Miriam, the Bear Miriam, not Pasha. Yeah, we have the Bear Miriam. So Miriam was zocha to that, and the Klal Yisrael was zocha to that. See, Tosis says in Sota that Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu a third of an hour, and that gave Klal Yisrael the Bear Abraham Shanim. Something marvel. You see what a period of Balaam has there, that she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu a quarter of an hour, and that gave the Bear Miriam food. What?
The
Bear
wasn't
supposed to be there? Yeah. No, it says that she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu and the Moshe Rabbeinu was in the teva. The beschus that they got the Bear Miriam Abraham Shonim to tame her. See what a unbelievable scar there is by Allah Hazeh and the Bear. The Alshik said this very nice. Alshik says here that when somebody told the Gazach that when the Bear came every station they went every station, so that the Nasi of the Shevet put the Bear to the Bear went to all the Shvatim separately, not like to get together. Every Shevet had the Bear separately, and the Bear was matzmiach every eitz in the world. Te'ena, Geffen, Rimon, in the Midbar grew every tree in the world, says it in the Alshech. And every besamim in the world grew in the Midbar. Everything, Pella. They had everything in the world. Every tree in the world grew in the Midbar under the Bear. The Bear made everything grow in the Midbar. Every besamim, every tree in the world grew in the Midbar. Wherever they were. Right away, it didn't take a while to grow. The Bear was matzmiach in the Midbar where they were, every tree in the world.
They didn't only eat man?
No. They ate other things also. Right? They ate man, but they also had peros. Every pelazah. They had man, but they also had peros there. With some in wherever they wanted.
And where did peros work? The man tasted like whatever they wanted.
Yeah, they wanted maybe a real tree. Yeah, it says it in the Bishoy Seif Achirish Nora. It says that anybody that drank the water of the air had a refuah shleima of all any chol in the world. Any chol in the world who drank the water of the Bear Miriam has a refuah from every chol in the world. See, tell it. There's a famous story in the Bishoy Seif. If you want to look it up, in Reis Sari Tes in Shabbos. In the Torah says that the Bear Miriam goes around the whole world, Mutz Shabbos, to all the bears in the world. It travels the whole world, all the bears of the world, Mutz Shabbos. Says the Torah in Reish Sari Tes. And said, what? Reish Sari Tes. 299 in the Shulchan Aruch. It says a story in the Bishoy Seif that one person was a Mukha Shechem. Yeah, his whole body was full of wounds. And there's no refuah. That's it. He has to live a body full of wounds. And his wife went to the Bear, near wherever they lived, somewhere in the world, and she got water of a Bear Miriam. And she brought it home, but she came home late, so the Baal yelled at her, and she dropped the water, and the water fell on the floor, but a few drops fell on the arm of the Baal. Wherever it fell, it was healed. See this? Wherever the water fell, was healed. But if he had not gotten angry at her, she would have given the water, he would have drank it, would have been a fool all his machlis, all his life. But now, since he got angry at her, so she yelled at her, and they lost the water, and they lost everything. See, This, he said the Gemara, Ragzin, lo olam miyado el magmagzinuso. Gemara, Kiddushin says that. Yeah. So you have to not get katapal. He could have gotten a refuah from all his machla, all his life. But now there's no refuah. His body full of wounds, and he now, that's it. Now he lived all his life with his mukashkin because he lost out becoming angry at his wife. So the Miriam was a very chashuv thing. Okay, with the Bear Miriam was a very, very chashuv. There's an Alshach here, the Mosei B'Kitzer. Why do they lose Bear Miriam? The Bear Miriam, it's a big pillar. When I hear a big pillar, it says in Rashi in the Chukas that if you go to the Kinneret of Tveria and you stand on a mountain, so you see in the Kinneret like a whirlpool of water, that's the bear Miriam in the Kinneret. But today we don't see it anymore. It was Nelam. You ever saw? Because when I go to Kiberia, I see there's no Kiberia there. There's nothing. Because Hashem was malon it. I asked the big gadol. He told me that Hashem was malon the bear. But now we can't see it anymore. It can't be seen. Gemara Rashi, it was seen. The Gemara says. Gemara Shabbos says. Look at the mountain. Look at the canary. You see a bear Miriam. And now we don't see it anymore. And it's lost to us. I mean, from this Gemara Rashi, it was hidden to us. See this pillar? So now we can't see it anymore. That Rizal knew where it was, and he drank it, gave it to his Talmud, and Tal. They knew to do it, but we don't know where it is anymore. So we lost the bear. Okay, that's we lost even looking at the bear. As Rashi says, you can look at the bear. Rashi said, you can look at the bear, but now we can't see it anymore. But Hashem, I asked Rabbi Turchin, my neighbor, I said, yeah, Hashem was malamit, and that's it. We can't see it anymore. Okay, so it needs, okay, Hashem should help us.
Okay.
What?
For the
Dalshim? Yes, it's too long. Maybe at the end, I'll say the Asher at the end, okay, the Asher at the end on the Bear Maria. It's a big Asher Nur. Okay, we'll say it at the end, okay, at the end. Okay, so now we'll start here. Now, this is a big secret. How are you zocher to happy marriage? We have to marry happily, right? Happily, real happiness. So what's the secret of being happy? Being happy happily is the secret here. Not a simple thing. To marry happily, there are levels of happiness. You can marry happily, okay. You're okay. But you want to be on a high dagger of happiness. So what's the secret of having a hard dog of happiness, having a marriage of real happiness, real, what's the secret? The secret is, one secret is to know that a wife is a matona atzuma. Not to know it, to know it, to feel it, and live it. To live it, that's not, we all know it, but to live it, and feel it, and really feel the matona agdola ma'oid that we have. If we really feel it, and live it, and really have it in our nefesh and leif, then there'll be a marriage of big hatzlacha and big simcha. That's it. So why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing this? Because we'll say this is Rabbi Yonah here over here. I say it all the time, but maybe one time it'll go in. See, is a very nice Rabbi Yonah, unbelievable in Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah says that the milos elyonos in life are in mitzvot aseh. The milos elyonos of life are in mitzvot aseh. He says 10 mitzvot aseh. He makes a list of 10 mitzvot aseh, the ikar mitzvot aseh in the Torah. He's a new list. Not like the Gemara Makkos, Bachavakuk. He has 10 mitzvot aseh, the ikar mitzvot aseh. One is Bechira, one is Satal Matura, And one of the 10 mitzvah ikur is Zichron Chasodov, Temer Chas Yashem, Bimizbonin Chas Yashem. This is one of the ikur, like Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a very big mitzvah Tzumah Oid, Talmud Torah, Bechira, a very big mitzvah say, Avodah, Ava, Yira, Dvekus. And one of the 10 is Lizkor Chas Yashem, Lizbonin Bahim. It says until him Kuf Zayin. So the Sfarim say Erev Shabbos Mincha. But say you're Sfaradi? No Sfaradi here. So it's Sfaradi. Sfarim say Mincha Erev Shabbos. That we say Kuf Zayin when we go to Tveria. They're Sfaradi. They daven Mincha in Tveria. They say Kuf Zayin Erev Shabbos. It says Mi Chacham is the pasuk in Tehillim.
Chassidim say.
Erev Shabbos. It says Mi Chacham V'yavin Eila V'zbon Nechas Hashem. That's the end of Kuf Zayin Tehillim. So I have a friend, Rav Michal Lagutfar, Adam Chasham Oyin passed away. So he told me this is the pshat in the pasuk. The perek Kuf Zayin is talking about. If you go on the midbar or chalila, if you're a chole, or you go, you're in beis asurim, all these in yonim, the four things. So it says in the end of Tehillim, mi chacham, v'yavin eila. If you're a chacham and you want to stay in chasdi Hashem, you won't need all the four things. You don't need it. Hashem gives you four things, lo aleinu, to as a reminder. I'm the one running life. I'm reminding you. But if you yourself think of Chasdi Hashem, you won't need a reminder. Yeah? You won't need a reminder. You'll be healthy and happy all your life without any reminders of all those four things. Hear this, marvel. So this is the story of life. This. Michachon v'yavin eila. Think not just see Chasdi Hashem. Think about them. Not just see them, but think about them. See, we have no time. We're learning all day, all three storim, wherever we're psachim and Shabbos. We're learning all day. So we have no time to think of it. But it will be very, very good to set aside time to think about Chasdi Hashem. If we do that, there will be a better life, a new life. See, there is a holy yid. Called the Chavetz Chaim, very Chashvi Yid, and he did every day 2 hours of this. 2 hours a day is what we have Edus. 2 hours a day, he thought of Chasdi Hashem of his life. 2 hours a day, every day, which is what? That was the Chavetz Chaim. He did 2 hours a day.
What?
Chasdi Nefesh, everything. Chasdi Hashem, Chasdi Nefesh, everything, 2 hours. It's 120, yeah, and then, right. See, Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern told us a story. Moshe Aaron Stern said that he heard from there's a big yid called Rabbi Mendel Zaks. He's the son-in-law. I met Mendel Zaks in America. He was at a bochin in high school. So Rabbi Mendel Zaks was chashviyid, very chashviyid. A very nice person, very big going matura. So Mendel Zaks said that he was the Rashiva in the Radin in this time. And Chas Chaim told him they must learn Musa every day, 4 hours a day. Arba Shos B'yom. This is what Moshe Aaron said from Mendel Zaks. And Mendel Zaks told Chas Chaim it's not possible, it's only possible 2 hours a day. Can't learn 4 hours a day, 2 hours a day. And they learn the ISO 1 hour a day. That's what Rabbi Mendel Zaks said.
The whole yeshiva or just the yeshiva?
No, everyone. See, the Maila, there's the Maila of Limna Musar. I bought the holy Or Yisrael. The Or Yisrael is very Sefer Neirim Oid. We should learn the Or Yisrael. So the Or Yisrael says in Michtav Al, there's letters here. It says in Michtav Aleph, he says, a person knows everything, but the knowledge of everything doesn't make him do anything, because his avarim are not masking. The goof is not masking to do what the lev wants. Not masking. The person wakes in the morning, wakes up. Wake up now, cut up, davening, shot. No. His body's not masking. Mila, he wakes up late. So say Musa is, it makes a roshim chazak on the lev, and therefore the Avram do what the lev says. He says a Musa. Lev, Musa is to make your lev so stark that the Avram will do what the lev wants. Lev is stark, shvach, yeah. Lev, no, I know. Davening, chashiv, wake up early, come early, nifla, but the guf will won't obey what the lev wants. He says, the Musa is make a roshim chazak b'lev, and the Avram will do what the lev wants. This is Musa to do. So everyone knows, we have to learn, we have to go wake up early for davening, chazal learning, not learning well, but the guf won't do it. The guf won't do what the lev wants. Musa is to make the lev so stark that the guf will do what the lev wants. You have what Musa is. Musa is, he said, without Musa, the guf won't do what the Rosh wakes up 3 in the morning. I can't do that. It's not possible. 3 in the morning. I'm very tired. So, but his lev was so stark, the lev, all the Dolly Torah, that the guf did what the lev could. If the lev is stark, the guf will obey. If not, the guf will say, it's time. I can't do it. I can't wake up. This is the guf musa is to make the lev do, the guf do what the lev wants, really. If the lev is stark, the guf will do it. Lev is stark, it's stark. The body won't do it. This is the Michtav Aleph. Beautiful safer nerve. Safer Otzim way. So we have to be Mizbainin Chesed Hashem, and this Chesed of Hashem gave us a wife. It's a Chesed Nerem Oid, Otzim Oid, Harbe Chasorim in it, children, everything, life together. So if you be Mizbainin in it, there will be Mavel. See, we have to learn Musa to have the Koyach of being Mizbainin. Otherwise, we say, yeah, it's good, we say it right. So, we should do this once a month to be explaining this once a month. Every day, 2 hours is like very hard. Of course, it's not possible for a person to do that, but 10 minutes a day, if we can. If we had Sechel, we would do every day, do this every day. If we had Sechel, but we have to have Sechel, we have to learn Musa. See, Rav Chaim Shlevitz was a big going, so, and a big Baal Musa. So he said. He said, this made a big version. He said once. That's I heard it on Facebook. Not well. He said it once. He said that the Kuzri says this four dargis in the Bria. There's a rock, a domain, it's a rock. Then there's the tzomech, a plant, a whole new bria, a plant, bria chadasha. There's a behema. Eats, walks, it's a whole new bria. Then there's Adam. The four different levels of the world, totally different mechlal levels of the world mechlal. Magal. And then there's the Klal Yisrael, a fifth aga, a Klal Yisrael. So that's the Kuzuri, Adkan Divriya Kuzuri. So Chaim comes to Chaim Shlevitz in the outdoor and says, we're eating three more dargas of the Kuzuri. We're eating three more dargas. And every dargah is like Domim and Tzomech, Chaim Adabir. It's not some a dargah, it's a different Bria Bechal. Yeah. So three dargas, he's eating three dargas. One dargah is the Ben Torah, new dargah Bechal, like Domim Tzomech, Chaim Adaber, Klal Yisrael Ben Torah. Then there's the new Daga of Musa. Daga Shvi is Musa. Hear this? Daga Shvi, Musa, Ben Torah, Stamazeh, Daga Tzuma. Ben Torah, Musa is the new Daga Tzuma. Hear this? Tzomech and Chai. Chaim Adaber. Hear this? That's it. So Rav Chaim Shlevitz knows the altar, Psachim, Zvachim, everything. Why? Because he's in the Daga. He has Daga Shvi, Musar. I haven't got that, so that's, I don't know anything. But Daga Shvi is a new level. That's a new level. It's a new Bria. Ba Musar. Bria Chadosha. Like Chai and the Medabra. Hear this? Never. So Musar is not that. Musar is very chashuv, very chashuv.
What's the third one he has?
What?
Number 8.
Oh, right. Number 8. So number 8 is a mentorah, known as Musar, and a yeshiva of Musar. There's a new dagger called yeshiva, like I'm saying, it's like kelim. Comes a new bria chadasha, kelim, new bria atzuma, kelim and kelim is like a yeshiva of Musar, something not ba'al mohadin, like Rav Yochanan is kelim, Rav. Rav Chassid Levenstein is Kelm. It's a new darga. Not Stam. This Baal Musar, a Shiva Musar. Kelm is a new Bria Chadasha.
Is it the same Indian that when a Chai dies, it doesn't become a Tzemeach destroyed, it doesn't become a Daniel, so the Pantera also doesn't go down a level?
Yeah, right. That level is something marvel. Right. Chassid Levenstein is the Bria Chadasha. Mabon. All the mirrors say that the mirror went through Shanghai. How did they go through that? How do they know where to go? They're moving all the time. So Rav Chatzko has dreams. He has dreams. Comes to him a dream. All his rabbis come to him a dream and tell him what to do. Yeah, rabbis come to him chalom and tell him tomorrow go here. Move around. So they tell him what to do. Chatzko knows all what to do because who tells him? His rabbis come to him. Kelm, Rav Ruchim comes and tells him, tomorrow go here. That's a daga too. So, Mavel, we have no musar. Okay, but at least we're not that daga atzuma. Should be mizbeinen b'chaste Hashem. You do that, there'll be a new life, happy life. Real life, a deep life, a real life, a real, real kesher, and ava, and there'll be something mavamoy. So it's totally in our bechir. We have to be bocher to know to stop learning half hour, 10 minutes a night, and think about chasdei Hashem. That's all. Something very, very basic, shai tshuva, and meila come to some type of darga in the life.
Where's shai tshuva?
Tshuva is in the Shad Gimel, Os Yud Zayin. We'll say the end. Now you ask. So the end of that parak says here. See, Rav Chaim Dream said that Rav Zalman said a story. Rizalman said that he was once in some hotel, Shabbos afternoon, with Rav Leib Chasman. Rav Leib was in one room, and he was in the second room. So Rav Zalman put his ear to the wall. It was a thin wall to see. Rav Zalman, who's going in, wants to hear what Rav Leib is doing Shabbos afternoon. He puts his ear to the wall. This is what Rav Chaim said. So. He heard him say one line of Shai Tshuva 4 hours. This is the line. The line this in this Keta. The line is U ma tikva sa nivra. What tikva does a nivra have? Im lo yosim amal nafsho vikur isko badvarim shnivra bavurim. What tikva does a nivra have if it doesn't do what he's made for? And a nivra was made to do all the mitzvahs, but this befrat these mitzvahs, bechira, talmud torah, chasdei Hashem. So if you don't do what you're created for, what tikva have you? And Rav Leib, 4 hours, 4.5 hours, walked up the room, down, and Zalman is listening, and listening to this going Rav Leib Chasman. Saying over this line, I mean, I have to say the whole story. He said over two lines. This line of Batikva Nivra and another famous line of Musar is that the Adam Doeg al Ibud Domov. Aveno Doeg al Ibud Yomov. Domov Enam Ezrim, the Yomov Enam Chesrim. Those two lines. This line of Matikva Hanivra and that line 4.5 hours of Shabbat afternoon. See? Something marvel.
Domov Enam Ezrim?
Right. Domov Enam Ezrim, the Yomov Enam Chesrim. Those two lines. Okay, fine. So that we have to be misbehaving on the matona of our wife, matona, wife, children, to go over them and get it into our nefesh, and there'll be a new life. There'll be a chayim chadashim, a new marriage. There'll be a new marriage, new everything, new wife, new children, new everything. We knew if we misbehaving, that's like. Okay, fine. So, right. Then there's a famous Gra in Mishlei. That's the Gra of Mishlei. So the Gra in Mishlei says in Perek Tes, and Perek Tes is the Gra in Mishlei. The Gra in Mishlei, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud, says a very kashva, a very big issue. He says the Gemara Brachas, there's a Gemara Brachas, Samach Aleph Amun Aleph, and the Gemara says, Betchila Ola Machshava Livra Shtayim, Hashem wanted to make Adam and Chava separate, Ola Soif Leibora Ela Echad, and in the end he made them together, then separated them. So the Gemara says, how can this be? How can it be? Betchila Ola Machshava Shnayim Asof Echad. What does that mean? The Gaon says that the Gaon says the Gaon says Avada Ish V'Isha, their life is zikr, separate people, separate because they're different life tafkidim, his tafkid, her tafkid. She can't be an Ezer if she's with him together in one goof. So must be. They have to be two goofim. But even though they're two goofim, Hashem wanted to be as if they're one goof, as if they're one goof. It's what we say. There has to be ava achva b'nehem, like they're in one goof. There is a dovenoira. They're really two people. They're two goofim, but they should be like they're one goof. So how does Hashem do that? Hashem said, I'll make them first one, then I'll separate them. And then, I'll do that, they'll be, again, they're separated, they'll be one. This is the Gaon Be'erach says this in Mishlei, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud. So what does that mean? How are Ish V'Isha one? They're not one, they're two. How are they one? You must say, they're two bodies separate, two bodies in Matzias in the world, but they're one body in Regesh. They feel each other. This is the core of the Ikar marriage. To feel her and she feels you. The Ikar marriage is the Regesh of feeling each other. If people in life have many Matzavim, all kinds of Matzavim in life have many Matzavim, and they each have to feel each other in the Matzah. At least we should feel them. Let's start with that. We should feel their Matzah. If we feel their Matzah, what they're going through. And if we do that, that's like Guf Echad. We have to be. The Gaon says Hashem wants Guf Echad Mamish. And this Gaon Mamish. So how is that Mamish? I was separate. So the Teretz is we have to feel them. How do you feel them? Now the same is so. We have to think about them. Think about them. What they're going through, and what matzav they're in, and what they feel, and feel them. Because it's also explaining the same thing. Person thinks, I can marry, just marry. I say, fine, marry. Go home, eat lunch, supper, have children, make a bris, make a kiddush, and fine. My life goes on, fine. That's life, fine. It's very nice, but it won't be such an echad. It'll be like, echad, get echod is a dig daga, echod is a daga tsuma, get echod daga daga neiro. The same thing, the same is sort of the first thing. If you have your Miss Brennan, what she's going through, her life, all her matzavim, all about her. Think about it and feel her. Then, if you don't think about it, you won't feel her. You'll see it will be very, very shvacha matzav. If you think about her and feel her, you'll feel her and think about her, and she'll feel that you feel her. With nifla. Similar, b'sacha kol, it's all totally in musar. The whole life is musar. Everything is musar. If you want to learn musar, there'll be a new life. You don't learn musar, there'll be very shvach. Mod mod chalash. La musar, life is chalash ma'od. It's nice. But if you want to learn musar, olam achad agamri. Guf echad, regash echad. Feel her and live with her and love her in Gan Eden. See, Rav Chaim Shlevitz always said that marriage is Gan Eden. Gan Eden and then this world. So it's not so simple, the Gan Eden and this world. Not so simple. We see not so Gan Eden this world. So this is the Gan Eden. So now we have a formula how to get the Gan Eden. We have two Shlavim Gan Eden. One is to feel wants to feel the matana of a wife. Matana, Hashem gave her to you. The big shkaka pratis. Every marriage had a shkaka atzuma. How it came to you? A shkaka atzuma. Hashem showed you this. Like we this is a famous. I bring it famous. Yavan you, the Dras Moshe. The Dras Moshe says in Vayechi a very chashuv thing. It says in the Dras Moshe that every marriage is bashtracha atzuma, and mem yoim lifni avlad. You have a bas kol that says bas ploni is a ploni, and Moshe writes in Vayechi. And if you really believe the bas kol, really amuna atzuma, that she is the one Hashem gave her to you. The bas kol is not stam a bas kol history happened once. The bas kol is mamshich all your life. The bas kol goes through all your life. The bas kol, you're living with the bas kol ad meir ve'esrim. And he says that if you live with the bas kol ad meir ve'esrim, there'll be bracha v'atzlocha and tzate shmaya in your life. Because you're living alpi baskol, not that I'm living the mikra. I'm married. You're living alpi baskol, and then the baskol will give you bracha v'atzlocha all your life. He's a mavel. He's so neuro. Mavelman, something you're giving. This is a chiddush. He's saying a chiddush in Vayechi, in the end of Vayechi, Drash Moshe. The baskol, not that happened once. History, arba yom lifnei aflai. Baskol is mamshim all your life. All your life, the bas kol. Not stam happening once. All your life, and if you live with the emuna of the bas kol, so you hear the bas kol. He says you hear the bas kol. That means you hear the bas kol, and you see the bas kol. You live up your bas kol, and mainly your life is bracha v'atzlocha and sarat yishmael.
He says,
what?
Where is it? And what pasuk?
And at the end of Vayechi.
It's not on the pasuk.
It's on a pasuk. Yeah, it's a whole lamdus. He has a whole lamdus. I forgot the whole the maracha there. I forgot it, but I remember this. That if he says it, I'll be a pasuk. I forgot the pasuk. I have to look at it again. But it says that if you live with the bas kol, living the bas kol all your life, and then they'll bring you hatzlacha. The bas kol, living some people live mikra. Yeah, I married here. Yeah, okay, I married like everyone marries. But if you marry with the bas kol and live with the bas kol, and you'll live with the bas kol all your life, and there'll be a sat yishmaya because you're living al pi bas kol, something magal something. Moshe Feinstein knows the altar, knows the whole your there, shachtaz al pi stiff cotton. It's impossible. I can do that even once in a minute. The whole your there, impossible. You're living with the bas kol, not living stamzei. Teva, you're living with the bas kol. That bas kol is a very hard thing, living with the bas kol. Living with Amuna Atzuma, Mela, the bas kol, under life. So Mela, B'sikum, we have to be Miss Bainain in the Matana, my wife. That's very important. Miss Bainain in who she is, how she feels all her life, how to help her and all her in Yanim. The Elios also needs to explain this. That's the Amazay. It won't be Mikra. Hashem should help us do this, and we'll have a life of Hatzlach and Gedola. Health, happiness, Shiduchim, Panrasa, children, Psachim, Zvachim, wherever we're learning, Shabbos, and Hashem should help us have a big Hatzlach. The Asher says that why did we lose Bear Miriam? Miriam is here. Her bear is here. We have the bear. Bear is on this world. So why don't we have it? Why don't we have Bear Miriam? Says the Asher. Because to get Bear Miriam, you have to make it tov. Make it tov. Hashem gave it. Miriam gave us Bear Miriam. We have to make it tov to her. To her, we have Bear Miriam. So it says in the pasuk in Achukas, it says Batom Hashem Miriam Batikav Hashem, nothing, no hesped, nothing, no simin b'chlal of avelus. So says the Alshem, if you cannot make it tov, you lose it. If you make it tov, so what are the Ebsh to do? The Ebsh said, I'm taking away the water. I'm taking away the water to show you it's Miriam's chus. You make it tov to her, then I bring the water back. This is Hashem's plan. He's Hashem's plan. So Hashem knows what Hashem's plan. I'll take the water away from you to show you it's Miriam's chus. Then you'll make a hesped. You'll show her you make it tov to her. Then the water will come back. You hear this? But they didn't do that, so they lost the water. If you make it tov. So you have the tov, you have not back the tov, chalila. So you don't have the tov. Hear this, and same thing. Not COVID. Aaron died. They lost under COVID. So the chore it's a tzarchin because it says Aaron they cried lamayom because they did make a bechir. So I wrote this many years ago to Rav Chaim. But if the Alshak is true, that is true, so I Aaron Akoyin, why did they lose the Anak Kovit? So he wrote back, Ein Yushalmi Perk Aleph Soita. Where it says there? So it says there in Yushalmi Perk Aleph Soita, that when Aaron Akoyin died, then Anak Kovit left, and the Klal Yisrael went back to Mitzrayim Masos. Levi ran after them. Made a mechama, and they got them back. But that was in Mosera. Mosera was mechama. It says in the Torah and the Baram, Shom Mes Aaron in Mosera. Aaron died by Hora, not Mosera. Says the Shalmi, Mosera. They said. Many people died in the war of Levi and everyone. So they asked, "Why did this happen to us?" They said, "Lo asinu chesed in the tzaddik Aaron. They were masculine, but not karoi. Therefore, they lost not karoi hesped karoi. They would have kept the Miriam, the bear, with an uncovered if they were masculine not karoi makatov." We should make a tov to everything we have, and we have all our life, and we should have a big hatzlacha. It seems that way.